WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey, fearless femmes. Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of motivation to kickstart your day and conquer whatever life throws your way. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Cultivating that inner peace and calm you deserve. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train? Thoughts sipping around faster than a hummingbird on caffeine? You know that feeling when stress just sneaks up on you, leaving you feeling frazzled and overwhelmed? Well, girl, I hear you. In this fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the chaos. Between deadlines, relationships, social media pressures, and trying to figure out what's for dinner, our minds are constantly buzzing. But let me tell you something. Finding that inner peace isn't about becoming a Zen master living on a mountaintop. It's about creating pockets of calm in your everyday life, so you can handle whatever comes your way with grace and resilience. So, how do we actually achieve this elusive state of inner peace? Let's break it down into five key takeaways that you can implement right away. 1. Mindfulness is your BFF. It sounds simple, but seriously, paying attention to the present moment is a game changer. I'm not talking about meditating for hours on end, though that's great if you do. But just taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, your senses, and what you're experiencing right now. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the smell of your morning coffee, the sound of birds chirping. This simple practice can help quiet the mental chatter and bring you back to center. 2. Ditch the negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic, but let's be honest, it's often a real pain in the, well, you know. Start recognizing those negative thoughts when they pop up. I can't do this, I'm not good enough, etc. And then, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? Often, we catch ourselves spiraling into negativity without even realizing it. By becoming aware of these patterns, you can start to break free and replace those negative thoughts with more positive and empowering ones. 3. Set boundaries like a boss. Let's talk boundaries. You have the right to protect your time, energy, and emotional well-being. This means saying no to things that drain you, prioritizing your needs, and making space for activities that bring you joy. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish. It's essential for maintaining your peace of mind. 4. Move your body, free your mind. Exercise isn't just about looking good, though that's a bonus. Physical activity is an incredible stress reliever and mood booster. Whether it's a brisk walk in nature, a dance session in your living room, or hitting the gym, find something you enjoy and get moving. 5. Connect with your tribe. We humans are social creatures, and strong relationships provide us with support, love, and a sense of belonging. Make time for the people who lift you up, encourage you, and make you laugh. Nurturing those connections can significantly impact your overall well-being and help you feel more grounded and connected to something bigger than yourself. Now, let me tell you about Sarah. She was juggling a demanding job, family life, and trying to squeeze in time for her hobbies. But she was constantly feeling overwhelmed and stressed. Then she started incorporating some of these tips into her routine. She started taking short walks during her lunch breaks, practicing mindfulness for 5 minutes each morning, and saying no to extra commitments that drained her energy. The result? Sarah felt a noticeable shift in her overall well-being. She had more energy, felt less stressed, and was able to enjoy life more fully. So remember, fierce femmes, cultivating inner peace isn't about achieving perfection. It's about making conscious choices that support your mental and emotional well-being. Start small, be patient with yourself, and celebrate the progress you make along the way. You deserve to feel calm, centered, and empowered. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of inner peace. Let's spread the love and create a world where everyone feels supported and empowered to live their best lives.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.